It would have been fun. Instead, he stood on the ground with his buddies, cheering, giving the V for victory sign, shouting, "Go get 'em, boys! Give 'em hell!" Then Webster wrote, "I watched them fade in the distance with a dull drone, and I suddenly felt lonely and abandoned, as though I had been left behind." One 506th man who was not left behind was Captain Nixon. General Taylor selected him to jump with the 17th as an observer for the 101st. Fortunately for Nixon, he was assigned to be jump master of his plane. The plane was hit. Only Nixon and three others made it out before it crashed. Nixon was attached to the 17th for only one night. On March 25th, he was sent back over the Rhine and flown by a special small plane to the 2nd Battalion in Mourmelon. The jump qualified Nixon to be one of two men in the 506th eligible to wear three stars on his jump wings, Normandy, Holland, and Operation Varsity. The other was Sergeant Wright of the Pathfinders, who had been in Easy Company back at Tekoa. German resistance to Operation Varsity was fierce. Meanwhile, infantry and armored divisions of the U.S. First Army were pouring across the Rhine via the recently captured Ludendorff Bridge at Remagen, then swinging north to encircle the German army defending Germany's industrial heartland in the Ruhr. Eisenhower needed to bolster the ring around the Ruhr. The 82nd and 101st were available. The orders came at the end of March. The company was moving out, back to the front, this time on the Rhine River. The veterans resolved not to take any chances. The end of the war was in sight, and they now believed what they could not believe at Bastogne, that they were going to make it safe, more or less intact. They wanted to escape the boredom of garrison. They knew how to take care of themselves. They were ready to do their job, but not to be heroes. In contrast to the veterans, the replacements thought Mourmelon was a super place. They trained with veterans day and night in realistic problems, all under the watchful eye of a man who was a legend in E Company, Major Winters. They had learned life-saving lessons. They had gotten to know and be accepted by the veterans. They were proud to be in the company, the regiment, the division, and were eager to show that they were qualified to be there. So Easy was ready at the end of March, when orders came to prepare to move out. It would be by truck to the Rhine. Webster was delighted to be getting out of Mourmelon, apprehensive and excited about going back into combat, and disappointed that he was not jumping into battle. "I had hoped to make another jump," he wrote, "rather than ride to the front in trucks.